Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. And sort of live from the floor at SHOT Show 2020. This is Lock and Load. And just walking up just now, I'm one of his alumnus. Is the head, the MFCEO of Tactical Response, James Yeager. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. You would be an alumnus or an alumni.
I just got my certificate. That's all. If I come when I come and take another class, and they're like, "What are you?" I'm just gonna. That's all I'm doing. I'm just gonna hold it up because I never get that one right. How's your SHOT Show going?
Good, man. Good.
Now you come here. We were just talking about this. You come here. You're a trainer.
Yep.
And people come to you, although you do mobile training. If somebody puts something together, you go out to a far-flung place and do that as well.
Yep.
But for you coming here, this is just a chance to hang out with the people, isn't it?
Yeah, 99% of it is coming to see folks and network and do stuff like this right here. And then 1% of it is about the gear. And people think this, I guess even for me, is like mostly about the gear, but it's not. If there's something like earth shattering, I'll go and check it out and report or whatever. But most of the time, the changes are so incremental with the gear, especially during peacetime. We're not at war right now. When we're at war, the technology advances very quickly, and it's tough to keep up with sometimes, during Iraqi freedom and stuff like that. For the most part, it's just come to hang out with people like you today I was hanging out with Jack Carr, the author, and Chris Costa is a friend of mine, and then my buddies at Aimpoint, and I just left Midwest Industries.
I had John Farnham here earlier today.
Yeah, what a great guy.
Got to meet him for the first time this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What a fantastic human being. And I still got to get by and see my friends at AR-500 Armor. I know they're sponsoring the show here, so I got to get by and see them. But
I don't even know if they're here.
They got a booth. Yep.
Do they? Okay. All right. So anyway,
I don't know if anybody's in it. I haven't went by it yet, but I'm going to.
I haven't had a chance. Monday, I'm getting ready to come here, and I'm bringing all this stuff. And I was like, I don't think I want to be on Radio Row. And then they called me and said, you're going to be on Radio Row. So, I said, okay, good thing I packed this stuff up, huh? So, when you're talking about the gear, now, I know that I don't want to speak out of turn. Now, at one point, you were doing a lot of stuff with SOE.
Uh-huh, I still do.
Yeah, because, his stuff is just, it's almost indestructible, isn't it?
The thing about it is it's kind of funny. It's more of a lifestyle thing than just tactical gear. He has gotten into these crazy colors and stuff, but you can buy this, I'm making this up, you can buy this purple bag with pink straps on it that you can still jump out of a plane with. It's this weird kind of combination. He sells like the regular, Cody Tan or multicam gear too, but he also has this offshoot of lifestyle stuff that is really kind of unique in the industry.
Yeah. I've had some of his stuff. I've still got two or three pieces of it. It's still, I did start training finally, and I finally got to try some of the stuff out. I can't tear his stuff up.
I bought my first pieces of his kit around 2001 or 2002. I took some of them, some of the stuff to Iraq with me, and I still use most of that stuff often.
Cool. I like him. I like him a lot. I would have him on the show, but he's sort of unfiltered, isn't he?
He might be able to behave himself for a minute. But I think people would appreciate hearing his story. He doesn't hide this, but he's been to prison. He's a two-time felon, and I believe people would appreciate hearing the story. He has a work ethic out of this world, and if he can turn his life into what he's turned it into.
Is he here?
No, huh?
Okay.
But it's a fantastic story. You might need more than one segment for it.
I would do it, but I've never actually spoken with him. It's always been text or email.
Well, I can make a face-to-face.
That would be nice. Yeah. That would be cool. That would be cool. So the other thing about the gear, I mean, you're talking about it's quite subtle right now when there's nothing pushing the innovation, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, when there's a war going on, there's all this money coming out of the Department of Defense going to all these contractors and things like that, building stuff, and everybody sees that there's opportunities. So it really ramps up research and development of companies and things they're trying to sell to the military. And because of that, we get all these advancements in weapons and armor and, you know, helmets and all, night vision, all that kind of stuff.
Right. I was talking about helmets with Team Wendy earlier today. You ever had any experience with Team Wendy?
I just know that they supported Hillary during the last election, and I wouldn't take a dump in a Team Wendy helmet.
Okay. I asked the question, I got the answer. Anyway, moving on, as we move on, let's see, we've got plenty of time to move on. Have you by chance seen that the alien pistol?
I have not.
Maybe you ought to go, because I'd really like to hear what you had to say.
That's
about
the name of it?
It's called, the name of the company is Lago or Luago or something like that. They call it, and the model is the Alien.
No, I haven't even heard anybody talk about it till now.
It looks a little bit like a really slimmed down, like those, is it Archon pistols that were coming out of Russia that I think Century was going to carry or something like that? It is a completely different design. I personally wouldn't, and it's $5,000.
Well, gosh, I'm going to go check that out.
It's $5,000. Although, your buddy Super Dave did talk me back into Glocks.
Okay.
He did. I've had him on the show a couple of times, and he was out there railing about the Glock 45 and 50. He said, fifth gen, just get fifth gen. And I went out, got that fifth gen, then I got a Glock 19 and fifth gen. What are you carrying nowadays?
I got a fifth gen Glock 19.
Okay. They addressed a couple of issues finally, enough to where I can overcome my thing about Gaston Glocks.
I've carried all the generations.
Right.
Never had a complaint.
One thing that I was talking about, and when I said this, Farnham was like, I know. He's very big into that modern striker fire pistol concept. And for him, I mean, I know at one time when the P320 came out, you looked at that and thought about carrying that because you wanted an American gun. You want to support an American company.
No, that SIG's not an American company.
I know they're not. But
it was Smith & Wesson. You're confusing it. It was the M&P 2.0.
Was it?
Yeah. And I still have that gun. I'm doing this carry optic experiment for 1 year, and that's why I've got the Moss Glock on. But when that's over, that Smith & Wesson is going back in the waistband.
Yeah. I thought, for some reason, I was thinking Don Numbers had that.
I did have a SIG 320.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I came and took the class, he was out there with a 2.0 compact.
Wasn't mine.
He could have written his name on the target with that thing. That guy can shoot. That guy can absolutely shoot. For tactical response, is anything new going to be coming up?
No, we're just trying to keep up with the demand. We had 5,218 students in 2019, and they're banging at the door this year.
I need to put this in context for people, okay? Because Camden, Tennessee is a lovely little town.
Yep.
With the emphasis on little, but the big man on campus in Camden, Tennessee is you.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like when we went to the Fred's and we were like, we forgot our socks. They're like, come for a Jaeger class? And, you know, the restaurant, you here for the Jaeger class? So, but Camden, it's not exactly on the beaten path, and to have 5,000 plus people coming to you is, I found that the curriculum of fighting pistol, for example, I mean, I came out of that. I didn't have any misconceptions. I'd learned something out of it.
Right.
I learned a lot out of it.
Well, the curriculum is unmatched.
Yes. Yes, it is. the way you teach to do things and everything else, the getting into the gross motor skills and overcoming that, what happens. The other thing I don't know many people know about is that I tell you what. Running up against the break. You hang on. We'll be right back talking to the MF CEO of Tactical Response, that being James Jaeger. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load.
I wish you would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk to all the women.
And this is Shock Show 2020. And things happen that are completely unexpected to me sometimes. You know, I just don't deserve. So, joining me now is film star Max Martini. Good evening, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, hey. This is going to be a bucket list thing. I've seen your work. I like your work, but that's, you're not here about your work.
Well, partly I am, actually. I come to the SHOT Show every year. I love to, obviously it's like going to Costco.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Get my shopping in. But the reason that I'm here this year is to support a movie, or actually drive traffic to a movie called Sergeant Will Gardner that I made to support veterans. 30% of the film goes to veteran-based charities. We're trying to raise and maintain a level of awareness, and so there's a wonderful driving cause behind this film. It's been embraced in a massive way by the veteran community. The three charities that we're supporting are changing lives. I can talk about those if you want.
Certainly.
Yeah, so one of the charities is called Warrior's Heart. It's based out of Bandera, Texas. They are assisting law enforcement officers and veterans. One of the prerequisites to get into the program is that you have an alcohol and or drug dependency. And then once you're in the program, they'll address your PTS or TBIs or whatever other issues you have. Higher Ground USA is based out of Sun Valley, Idaho. They use recreational therapy to assist veterans. They also are based in Los Angeles and New York. And in those cities, addressing the homeless veteran crisis. And then lastly, we're supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. And Gary, he's a force in the veteran community.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He is.
My mentor, so doing great work.
That's not the norm. I mean, Gary Sinise, obviously, he's been doing this for a long time. And, I mean, I guess since Forrest Gump, when that came out, was that his cathartic moment when he decided to move in that direction?
I feel like it was. And I feel like it was at that point that he really started to devote his free time to helping veterans. And quite honestly, I mean, in my business, in my world, in Hollywood, there's nobody that does more. And he's really had a tremendous impact on the veteran community.
You're somewhat of a paradox for Hollywood, aren't you, Mr. Martini?
Yes, I would say.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing that... The thing about Hollywood is that when there's a natural disaster, everybody rallies. People come together. They hold telethons. They do, they have huge fundraisers. All the big stars come out. But why have we not done that for the veterans?
I think to be quite honest with you, because it's easy to not. I think it's easy to not because veterans are young men. I mean, when I was in the military, I was relatively old. I was like one of the older men in the platoon. I was 23 in basic training. And it was one of these things where you give your youth to the country.
Yeah.
And then you wake up one day and it's like being an athlete in a lot of ways because, one day you can't do the obstacles anymore. One day the rope stretches too much on the rappels because you've gained too much weight and you look like Wile E. Coyote hitting the dust. And then it's over and then you come out and nobody cares.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think that there's been a movie that's profit shared with veteran charities.
That's probably, I would have to agree with you. That's got to be a first, yeah.
So I'm we're starting some kind of a movement with this film. I'm continuing to use films to help veterans. I'm always hiring veterans for work behind the camera, in front of the camera. But for me, look, man, I mean, we have young kids. And when I say this, there's a lot of people that if you're not in the military or you haven't served, if you don't realize how young the average age of our service people are.
19.
So these are pimply-faced kids that are on the front lines defending our freedom. And when they come back from combat, there's without exception, they should receive nothing more than red carpet health care. In the meantime, while we're trying to figure out the VA system and making it easier to navigate and, ironing out the kinks, there's these incredible foundations out there that are doing really great work for veterans, and we have to support those.
Well, did you serve? I haven't even asked you that.
I didn't serve, and I come from a military and law enforcement family, so it's one of my regrets, but quite honestly, man, I'm
I think you could have.
I could have?
Yeah. I'm not saying that there was a chance. I'm saying that if you had, I think you would have excelled.
I think I would have.
I have to agree with you there. At, there was a time when I was younger that I excelled at it, and you know, now I get to look at that, get that fondly.
Well, this is a little bit of service in another capacity.
This is a little bit of service that nobody else does.
Right.
This is what this is. This is nothing more or less than this. This is you getting out there, and nobody does this.
Right.
Nobody profit shares a movie, especially to the veterans. So I'm not going to presume to speak to the veterans, because I've been a very lucky veteran. I don't partake in anything the VA does.
Right.
But for those, like I had a guy on here earlier today that tries to prevent veteran suicide. My first radio producer, he killed himself. And that troubled me, and I had to go seek out a psychologist. And they told me at the moment when he made that decision, he might have come to a moment of peace. I don't see that happening to a warrior. A warrior is not coming to peace when he decides to do that. He's trying to end torment.
Yeah.
And he should just be led. We owe it to the very least to bring him in here and depressurize them and all this other stuff. And, you know, she's behind us doing that nonsense that she does. And now she's going to be a cheerleader. Okay, Tony Basil. You got Tony Basil with you. I love her stuff. Anyway, thank you.
Listen, thank you for the assist, and I'm helping. I'm trying to reach as many eyes as I can. You can find the movie on Amazon, iTunes. It's called Sergeant Will Gardner. 30% of it goes to veteran charities. Please help support our cause. There's a really wonderful intention behind it, and we can change a lot of lives if we have success.
Well, what I would like for you to do, I don't ever get to give movie stars my card, but what I would like for you to do is, this goes along, if you want to come on and let's talk about how this is going and what kind of reception you're getting and everything else, I would love to volunteer at least my vehicle to you.
I'll take you up on that.
To let me know, to let everybody know what you're doing. This is out in theaters now?
It's actually on iTunes and Amazon. It's on streaming platforms.
That's the way everything's going.
That's how they're doing it now.
Yeah. Where are they getting the money from?
Well, you don't have to leave your house. You can watch it in your living room. So there's
that's what it's becoming, isn't it?
That's where we're at.
It's just going to be like that movie WALL-E, where everybody sits in a rolling around a hover barca lounger.
That's right. That's right.
We don't want that for anybody.
Right.
So, like I said, one more time, name of the movie is?
Sergeant Will Gardner.
It's on iTunes. It's a streaming movie.
iTunes, Amazon, those are the best two places to find it.
Who else should you get to be in there with you?
Gary Sinise is in it. Robert Patrick's in it from The Unit. Those of you guys who know from The Unit. Dermot Mulroney is in it. Omari Hardwick, who stars in Joe Power. It's going to be kind of real, a loaded cast, and it's a great story.
Max Martini, thank you, sir.
Thanks, brother.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes, Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it will be remembered as the day the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities and went along with a sham trial.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome. America will remember this day, unfortunately.
Democrats are meeting to decide on their strategy going forward. There was an incident at President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. The Florida Highway Patrol was following a black SUV as it broke through not one, but two security points. The vehicle and the suspects are currently in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. Although it's pre-recorded, yes, but we're here live at SHOT Show 2020. A while back, I went to an airsoft event, and I don't look at airsoft as a kid's game. And airsoft has turned into quite the industry. It's a very good force on force thing, a very good force on force exercise, if you will. That's relatively inexpensive compared to the other means that I know of, anyway. So joining me from Umarex is JB, who took time out from his schedule to come and talk to us about this. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes, sir. Tell me a little bit about the way you regard airsoft, because I mean, these kids, they gear up.
Yeah, but it's not just kids. I mean, you go to an airsoft event now, and 33% of them are over 35.
So. I don't know, JB. If you look at me, all of them are kids. 35-year-olds are kids. But anyway, yes, I did see quite a few adults. And I mean, the movement is military grade.
Oh, definitely. You'll these guys like their gear, like
right.
You mentioned. Anything from headsets, radios, the proper, you know, uniforms. And they are getting into a role and fulfilling that role and their mission. And it's every skirmish has a mission of some sort.
So with Umarex, now airsoft weapons have evolved involved, haven't they? I mean, I fired one time years ago that mimicked the recoil of the AR-15 when it launched the pellet downrange.
Yes, they do that regularly nowadays.
Yeah.
And they operate from either an electronic battery or green gas in some cases. And the kick's not necessarily as hard as a firearm platform, but you can definitely notice it, and that's really what a lot of people have gravitated to, is that more of that realism aspect.
Right. The as far as when we're talking about the gear, they play carrier. You were talking about camo. They actually get really decent camo, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. They don't spare any expenses.
Have you ever been to that facility in Barnwell, South Carolina?
I have not, but we have a crew that definitely has.
There was some impressive stuff going on there. I wish it had existed when I was when I was 35. I mean, I definitely would have done it. But with Umarex, for some people, how many people actually take this and use this as a tactical training curriculum?
You know, that's a great question, and it's an emerging market right now. You're seeing more and more requests for certain types of airsoft pistols and rifles, just exactly for that. Either it's close quarter training or tactical situation training. So for us, that is a market that has been a slow start up until the last year or so, and now we're just our team. We actually have a guy dedicated to selling that market.
When you guys make a weapon, or when you do a weapon, do you have to actually license that in order to make that, to replicate that weapon and to put it out there for sale?
Yeah, some are and some aren't. So Umarex,
like the custom ones, maybe that come from a custom house.
Right. Well, some, you know, an import platform is an import platform. We do have some branded items, both in the handguns and in the rifle platform, and that's what Umarex. That's kind of how our company got started, was licensing.
Do you do the apparel as well?
We don't do the apparel. We are strictly the gear, the guns, okay, and the BBs.
That's the other thing. I mean, the airsoft ammo has sort of evolved a little bit, hasn't it? I mean, because you're shooting something fairly light. But I mean, in the old days when I used to see this, they used to have a tendency to spin and, you know, get a little English on it as it would be going downrange, you know? So
that's what we call hop-up. So,
okay.
So the guns have an adjustable hop-up now, so you can adjust the spin on it to either extend the range or to decrease the range.
That's it. Well, see, yeah. See, I knew this. It evolved way beyond us. Is this going to be one of these things that, I remember when I was a training NCO in the Army back in the 80s, and one year we didn't have enough money to send people out to qualify with a 45 ACP, so I had to send them out with 22s. Which, that's okay for qualification, but then, like, if you're going out there and we couldn't even afford the blanks for some reason at this particular point. Is this going to be one of these things that's going to go from a recreational thing to more of a hard-edged tool for the military, for law enforcement?
You know, what I can see in airsoft is a supplement to training. And I don't see it beyond that. There really is there's invaluable experience to be had with a live fire weapon.
Right.
So the airsoft really will stay, I believe, in the supplemental training area.
Maybe it's just, I mean, when I think I was in my 50s when I went to this thing, and the thing that impressed me is how these individuals, I'll quit calling them kids, I know I'm too old, but these individuals, the way they would fire and maneuver, they could get in very close proximity to whoever they were working on. I mean, they could work it. And that's where I see the value with this, because then if something does happen, there is going to be that immediate feedback of getting popped in the face with one of these things. And, I mean, they were wearing the shields and everything, because these plastic BBs are not really harmless, are they?
No, speaking from experience, my first outing in an airsoft extravaganza, if you will, I wasn't prepared. I wasn't told I needed to wear face protection, and ended up with a chipped tooth. So
yeah.
You're shooting a 6mm plastic BB at 300 feet per second.
Yeah. And these weapons, the Umarex weapons, do they fire fully automatic?
Oh, of course.
That's just a blast.
How would you not?
That's just a blast. Gosh. That's that's cool. So as this continues on, how far can this go? How far can UmerX go with this?
That's a great question. The future can really only be the one that tells us that. For us, it's a very steady business, and we appreciate that in every aspect and in every way. I believe there's a little bit of growth opportunity because, as we mentioned, that supplemental training aspect is there, and it's an emerging market for us.
Do you guys ever, and I want to explore this in the next segment, but because of how much junk do you get from the anti-gun industry for the way your weapons look?
You know, that's surprisingly not that much. And that just, I believe that stems from the fact that many of the airsoft participants are former military,
right,
law enforcement, and so that's just been inbred into the culture of airsoft.
Yeah, down in Barnwell, I think everybody down in Barnwell that worked at that facility when I was there that time was LEO. Yeah. At the time. So where else now and we may have to explore this in the next segment, but these guys get together and make their own teams, don't they? They make a platoon or a squad, and I mean, they go all the way with this stuff.
They do go all the way. There's forums that are operated online, and you can go out and search and find a skirmish to join, and you can see exactly what they're doing. There's platoon leaders, squadron leaders, and when you sign up, you get assigned to one.
Right.
You might be able to choose which side you're on, but from that point, you get assigned your role.
They take this stuff on the road, don't they?
A lot of guys like to travel and go do this.
Yes, they do. I mean, I was fully impressed with the teams and the way they did it. They were completely set up uniform. Mm-hmm. They were completely uniform. They were all manner of things, and I'm just watching this, and I was stunned. And I don't think I'm using it incorrectly, the term here, but I was just stunned at the professionalism. But we'll explore that when we get into the next segment. Talking to JB from UmerX, live at SHOT Show 2020. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm getting tired of saying that myself. I need to find a new shtick on that one. Talking to JB from Umarex. Let me ask you this, and this is just a simple thing. I've seen some of these politicians. One of them held up an airsoft gun and said it could be converted to a fully operational real steel. That's the term they use in the airsoft world, real steel, right?
Right.
Real steel weapon. Is that even a possibility?
It's not a possibility. That's a false statement.
They just look at the look, don't they? The look is what just shakes them to their core.
Yeah. They don't have any clue whatsoever.
And I guess maybe is it because they all... I mean, they look like the deal.
Oh, at first glance, you're not going to know the difference. And even some that you pick up are full metal, and they within ounces of the real steel.
Are you JB?
We got to get the name right for SHOT Show here, just so, because
you are with Umarex.
We do a lot of things: air guns, airsoft guns, optics.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
This is the drama. This is the drama. Live radio, right here. This is the drama. But I mean, the realistic look has more to do with just the functionality, right? Because they're going to add stuff to it. Do they add the real flashlight? Do they add the real optic? The real laser?
A lot of the players or guys, tactical warriors, if you will,
yeah,
like to add exactly what they would use in real life, you know, whether that be a light or a laser, whatever.
Now, one thing I saw, and I don't know if they still do this or not, but like when I was down there at Barnwell, what do they call it? GTI, something like that. I can't remember what they call it. Some of these guys were running around, and they were wearing real plates, in real plate carriers, doing all the weight. Now, some actually had the AirSoft types, which are styrofoam or something, just to give it shape.
Right.
But most of them were running real armor. And I guess, is that to add to the realism of it all? Or?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And some of them are using it for training just for themselves.
Right.
They want to be in shape, and they want to be able to maneuver just as they would need to maneuver if they were caught in a situation.
I tried to get out of the place. They were doing a breach. They were coming in. I was inside with a camera. And it occurred to me when they breached and I was standing there with the camera that I was going to be the first thing they saw. So then I started to try to get a little corner in between me and everything and maybe just have a little bit. But it was surprising how disciplined they were. And, I mean, this was the stuff that we were doing back when I was in my 20s. And they were doing it flawlessly. How much when somebody's like when you've got do you ever have like a group? Do you have ambassadors for Umarex that come to you and say, I'd really like to see this do this. I'd like it to feel like this.
Yeah, we do actually. But really, what they're talking about in terms of airsoft rifles, for instance, is they want a certain gear or a gearbox or a certain type of material that their gears that the gears are made of, just for the quality and the longevity of that rifle.
Right.
Right, and it gives it the right feel, and in some cases where they have a recoil, that's important to them. The proper amount of gas to blow that mechanism back to give it that recoil.
So what's the shelf life of a Umarex rifle? How long will it last if it's... I presume they have a maintenance protocol that people need to go through?
Sure, there's a maintenance protocol, but it's fairly simple. We've got George Ford of Nat Warfare. He has an Amoeba airsoft rifle that he has 30,000 rounds through without failure. So
wow.
They can last if you take care of them.
Wow. Now, one thing I've seen with airsoft is that I've begun to see some of these companies that make like tactical nylon. They've started making a line for airsoft, but then I see the airsofters ignoring that sometimes and going for the real deal. Is that, and I know it has nothing to do with the product line that you have, but I'm sure that you mingle with these people and discuss things all the time. When you're looking at this, how seriously are they kidding up?
Well, they're going all the way, but of course, just like in anything else, there's variations and levels of air rifle. So you have a beginner level, an intermediate level, and an expert level, or what the Elite Force brand, which is our brand, calls the elite level. And so those guns are going to have better quality components. The competition level is going to have a little bit lesser quality component, and the rifle is going to cost less. And then you have the entry level components.
So for now, I don't know how much this comes into play. How accurate are these at range?
It's just as accurate as you need it to be, especially in close quarter battle situations.
Right.
If you're shooting for a human body size, they're as accurate as you need to be.
I saw some of that. Some of the stuff they did, like they make. Do you make a sniper Umarex rifle?
We do have a sniper version.
And how far can that reach out and touch somebody?
100 yards is not atypical.
For an airsoft rifle?
For an airsoft rifle.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to get a good quality heavy BB to do that.
So how many feet per second is that one going out at?
They'll allow those to go beyond. Typical field play is 300 feet per second, but they'll allow a sniper rifle because of the distance to reach out beyond 450 feet per second.
Wow. That's impressive. I may have to come to your booth just to look at that one.
We've got a lot for you to look at.
I want to come. I didn't get to come because I was working. I had to send the boss out to go find JB. As you go forward, is this really going to be is this more of a participant-driven business, or are you guys the ones actually setting the trends on this?
It's really a participant-driven business. and that's important to us. We have boots on the ground. Like I said, we have ambassadors. But we have a team dedicated to airsoft, and so that is their job, is to listen to the consumer and sell to the consumer and sell to the dealer base for that matter.
Well, I mean, the thing I know, and I'm not going to bring them up, but I mean, there's other people out there that are in your niche that manufacture the same stuff, except from what I've been able to see, you seem to, is it fair to say you lead the industry?
We're near the top, if not the top.
That's so diplomatic, Jake. Well, it's okay. It ain't, you know, right. You ever heard of Ty Cobb? He said it ain't bragging if you can do it, you know? But that's okay.
We have a great social media following, if that answers
yeah.
your question.
Okay. That answers my question. I don't know. I find airsoft to be intriguing, and I'm sorry. I think there needs to be a senior airsoft league for the slow ones. You know, like in the PGA where they have the seniors. Yeah, why not? I mean, you know.
A handicap.
I can afford your stuff. I mean, you know, but I'm not going to buy it if I can't get out there and be popping somebody with it. So that's just, you know, that's just nonsense. I'm just musing out loud. I thoroughly enjoyed the one day I did anything with it. It's actually quite good exercise for somebody trying to stay moving. But in any event, how will you go from this point here at SHOT Show in 2020? Is there something big that's going to happen, or is it just going to be to solidify the base that you already have? Or is that all trade secrets?
I lean on our airsoft team to really drive this business, and they're the experts at it. Beyond that, we have a plan to grow airsoft in terms of a supplemental training program.
Right.
So I think that your listeners are going to see more of what we have to offer in their dealers around the country very soon.
Outstanding. I would like to take the opportunity to invite you to come back after this, because I'm very interested in the business, just simply because I thoroughly enjoyed those 2 days, and I can see where this could be some very, very good, interesting stuff. And at the same time, it's always nice to know the big dogs, you know? The big dogs in the business.
Yep.
The big dogs in the business. So, is it umarex.com? How do people find what you do?
umarexusa.com, or actually our airsoft division is eliteforceairsoft.com.
One more time, if you would.
eliteforceairsoft.com.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's you guys. Well, I've talked to you guys a couple times about some other stuff, too. That's very, very, very nice. Thank you for joining me this evening.
You're welcome.
All right. We're headed to hour number 3. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.